From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. has formally marked the end of the Iraq War, and NPR's Kelly McEvers is there in Baghdad. She says, in a way, the observance has been low-key.
It's a fairly small ceremony. You've got Iraqi leaders, especially in the security and defense ministries. You've got officials from the U.S. Embassy, and Iraqi diplomats, and, of course, the commanding general of American troops here in Iraq, Lloyd Austin. All of these people, though, all of these uniformed men and women by the end of this year will be gone from Iraq. I mean, this is sort of the last hurrah. This is the last major ceremony.
That's NPR's Kelly McEvers. About 4,000 U.S. troops remain in Iraq today. They will all be gone by the end of the year. Nearly 4,500 U.S. forces died in the war and tens of thousands of Iraqis. The House has passed a major defense bill, but only after last-minute changes that ensure the president can order prosecution of terrorism suspects in the civilian justice system. Still, Democrat Dennis Kucinich of Ohio is not pleased.
It takes a wrecking ball to the United States Constitution and gives enormous power to the government.
The bill allows U.S. citizens suspected of terrorism to be detained under certain conditions. Other members of Congress say it poses no danger to U.S. citizens. The Senate is expected to pass the bill today and send it to the president for his signature. Early this morning, House Republicans introduced a spending bill to try to force Democrats to make legislation final to keep the government operating past the weekend. With budget work incomplete, a temporary funding measure expires in 2 days. Republicans and Democrats are both trying to use the big spending bill as a bargaining chip over extending an expiring payroll tax cut. A new government report finds alarmingly high levels of domestic violence in the U.S. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, 1 in 4 women say they've faced physical abuse from a spouse or boyfriend.
29 million women say they've suffered severe violence, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That includes things like being shot, beaten, or stabbed. The CDC survey finds 1 in 5 women say they've been raped, half as minors, and 1 in 7 men also reports being raped. These figures are far higher than other such studies, though advocates say rape, at least, has been vastly underreported in the past. The CDC says both male and female victims of violence were more likely to report poor physical and mental health. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
More people are returning items they've bought early for the holidays this year. Bill Angrick of Liquidation.com says many realize they're still recovering from the economic downturn and need to keep being frugal.
And so they're, in many cases, feeling buyer's remorse after buying a big-ticket item.
But Angrick says it appears some shoppers are simply finding better deals elsewhere. This is NPR News. The DeKalb County, Georgia school system has suspended its marching band program after the recent death of a Florida A&M student was attributed to hazing. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the Florida A&M band member who died had been a DeKalb County student.
After Robert Champion, a drum major at Florida A&M, died in a hazing-related incident, DeKalb County school officials started investigating. They found at least one documented incident of inappropriate activity among the band members here in Georgia. Spokesman Walter Woods.
The superintendent thought it was the best decision to be prudent and to make sure that we are following the policies that are put in place.
Woods would not comment further on the incident, but he says all marching band activities will be suspended at the district while its internal investigation continues. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
The chief marketing officer of the travel website Kayak has publicly defended the decision to discontinue advertising on the TLC show All American Muslim. The Florida Family Association condemned the show. NPR's Sammy Yenigan reports.
Chief Marketing Officer Robert Burge was quick to apologize for the way in which Kayak handled its decision to discontinue advertising on All American Muslim, saying, "This decision comes across as bending to bigotry, and for that I'm profoundly sorry." All American Muslim, which premiered in mid-November, is a reality show centered on 5 Muslim American families in Dearborn, Michigan, home to the largest mosque in the country. In his statement, Kayak's Robert Burge said that any reasonable person would know that this topic is a particular lightning rod, and that after watching 2 episodes, thought it was a bad show. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington.